This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, August 19th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On August 11th, as Pastor Rajesh Gupta and his family were visiting a Christian home located on the outskirts of Faridabad, Haryana, a mob of 10 Hindu radicals approached. Sensing danger, Pastor Rajesh fled. Enraged, the radicals went into the Christian home and brutally beat the 4 Christian women who had gathered, including Pastor Rajesh's wife and daughter, reports International Christian Concern. Sangeeta, Pastor Rajesh's wife, sustained multiple injuries, including a leg fracture and internal injuries to the abdomen, after she was hit with an iron rod. Sushma, another Christian woman who had gathered in the house, sustained a serious head injury after being hit either with an iron rod or a wooden club. All 4 women were taken to Life Hospital. Sadly, police have taken no action. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says, "Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour." Democrats opened the most extraordinary presidential nominating convention in recent history on Monday night with a program that spanned the gamut from socialists to Republicans, from the relatives of George Floyd to family members of those killed by the coronavirus, in a 2-hour event that was a striking departure from the traditional summer pageant of American democracy, reports the New York Times. Capping the event was an urgent plea from Michelle Obama, the former First Lady, for voters to mobilize an overpowering force to turn President Trump out of office and elect the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden. Listen.
"So let me be as honest and clear as I possibly can. Donald Trump is the wrong president for our country. He has had more than enough time to prove that he can do the job, but he is clearly in over his head. He cannot meet this moment. He simply cannot be who we need him to be for us. It is what it is."
President Trump noted that the former First Lady's speech at the virtual Democratic convention Monday night was taped some time ago in light of her incorrect U.S. COVID death count and the lack of any reference to Biden's VP pick of Senator Kamala Harris.
"Frankly, I wouldn't even be here if it weren't for Barack Obama. See, we're standing in the White House. I wouldn't be in the White House except for Barack Obama, because they did a bad job, Biden and Obama. And if they did a good job, I wouldn't be here. I'd be building buildings someplace and having a good time."
Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, the Democrat socialist, used his primetime slot Monday night at the Democratic National Convention to predictably blast President Trump.
"We're facing the worst public health crisis in 100 years and the worst economic collapse since the Great Depression. We are confronting systemic racism and the enormous threat to our planet of climate change. And in the midst of all of this, we have a president who is not only incapable of addressing these crises, but is leading us down the path of authoritarianism. Nero fiddled while Rome burned. Trump golfs."
Frankly, that's an ironic comment in light of the authoritarianism that has defined the Democrats and socialists during this pandemic, who have delighted in shutting down small businesses and churches alike. And last night, former President Bill Clinton was kicked to the curb at the Democratic National Convention. Although the virtual pre-recorded address lasted less than 5 minutes, it came well before the 10 p.m. primetime hour carried by the networks, reports TheWeek.com. The Democratic Party is ready to move on from the former leader. President Donald Trump claimed on Tuesday that the 2020 presidential election may have to be done again if universal mail-in voting is introduced, reports Mediaite.
"We have to have honest voting. You can't take millions of ballots, send them haphazardly all over the country or all over a state, sent to people that are dead, sent to dogs, cats, and expect to come out properly. I just want to get it right. Win, lose, or draw, I think we're going to win. Absentee is great. Absentee, you request, and it comes in, and then you send it back. But universal is going to be a disaster, the likes of which our country has never seen. It'll end up being a rigged election, or they will never come out with an outcome. They'll have to do it again. And nobody wants that, and I don't want that.
And finally, Nebraska Republican Governor Pete Ricketts on Saturday signed into law a ban on dismemberment abortion, a second trimester procedure that involves tearing the unborn baby apart limb by limb until the womb is empty, reports Christian Headlines. A dismemberment abortion requires the dilation of the cervix and the removal of the unborn baby, a hand, an arm, a foot, a leg, and so forth. It was described in excruciating detail in the movie Gosnell, The Trial of America's Biggest Serial Killer. The bill, LB 814, passed the unicameral legislature by a bipartisan vote of 33-8, although seven senators, all Democrats, were present but did not vote. The abortionist and not the pregnant woman would be charged with the crime under the text of the law. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord, who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who spread out the earth by myself. Isaiah 44, verse 24. And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Wednesday, August 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.